Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
It's the debut for the Bills' rookie quarterback. Nate Peterman will lead Buffalo's offense into Los Angeles this Sunday at 4:05. The players have rallied around the rookie quarterback to help ensure that Peterman puts his best foot forward in his first NFL start.
You know, I think the good thing is I've seen some live action versus starters, whether it be, you know, that game in the preseason where I got in earlier than expected, and then, you know, even, you know, this past game with the Saints. But, you know, I expect, you know, I'm a rookie, so I'm sure the defensive coordinator will have something dialed up just for me, you know, being my first game. But at the end of the day, it's I got to step in and do my 1/11th, my part of this team. And, you know, I think that's what the guys in the huddle expect of me.
Nate's a great player, and we all know that. He prepares like he's a starter, and now he actually gets that opportunity. So looking forward to seeing the things that he does. I have faith in him. I have faith in anyone that our coaches put behind center. And now it's Nathan, so just trust him and get that timing down with him and look forward to this upcoming Sunday.
The guy got a lot of talent. Last week he came in the game, went down, scored a touchdown, quick 2-minute drive. So the guy got talent, you know what I mean? The head coach believe in it, we all believe in it, and we all behind it.
This goal doesn't change week to week, but we have to be good in protection for him. You know, the better we can be up front, the better we can run the ball is obviously going to make his job easier.
I just want to refocus and get back to playing football the way we know we're capable of doing as a collective unit, not just allowing, you know, one guy be having to make a tackle in his gap, you know, making sure that we're using our hands, getting off blocks and rallying to the ball like we were doing earlier in the season.
I think we're going to take it one game at a time. You know, we still in a great position to make the playoffs, so we know that. And that's definitely something that's going to motivate us more to even continue to play well. And I feel like, you know, we're going to be fine, you know, as long as we just practice hard and just trust the process.
We got to get back to what we did well. I mean, that's all the mentality. We got to take pride in having our gap, maintaining our gap, and running to the ball and being physical. Something we haven't done the past couple of weeks. Even when we're tackling, it's like a lot of arm reaching, throwing kind of thing. We're not really running through people. So we got to get back to the basics, and hopefully it'll be this week. It'll be a good show.
The Chargers have struggled in close games dating all the way back to last season. They've lost an NFL-high 8 games when they've had the lead in the fourth quarter. You can hear all the action on the Bills Radio Network. Murph and Mark Kelso will have the call. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.